Hey there, my internet friends. Welcome back to day two of the Credit and Cash Flow Virtual Summit. I am excited to see you here for day two. Today, we're going to be talking about more about leveraging other people's credit. So yesterday, we talked mostly about how to get your credit scores to 720 above. And we also talked about how you can use that credit to buy your first home, buy some property, and then what to do with that property once you get your hands on it. And so now that you know not only how to become a homeowner, not only how to get the keys to your dream home, and not only how to do that, but also how to use your home to generate wealth. So now that you know that, let's talk a little bit more about how you can leverage other people's money, okay? So specifically, we're talking some business credit today. So let's say that, you know, I have some business owners that may be watching this video today, or if you're looking to get into business and you're not really sure where to start, well, I want to talk more so about the financial piece of the puzzle, because oftentimes people kind of skip this step. They start a business, or they start this idea of wanting to invest and make more money, but you know what they say, when you want to make money, you need money. And so this is going to teach you the secret of getting business credit, the secret of getting money so that you can make those smart investments. Because in these next upcoming videos, if you haven't watched this one or the next ones already, we're going to talk about how you can use this money to get into real estate, to invest into tax liens, to invest into the stock market and foreign exchange. And so once you get your seed money, right, today we're going to talk about how to get the seed money so that you can make those investments by leveraging other people's money. So I hope you guys are really excited about today, because this was totally a game changer for me, completely game changer for me. Not only was I able to leverage my credit scores, but I was also able to build my business credit from scratch while my credit was a little shaky. And so if you have damaged credit, then this is going to help you with building your business credit without using your personal social security number. So if I got some people that want to know about that, I definitely want to see some comments below that says, yes, Jerry, I want to get the secrets to getting business credit. So let's get this thing started. Now, today what we're going to be discussing is the number one reason businesses fail in the first 5 years, okay? It is a fact. Businesses typically fail in the first 5 years. My lender friends will tell you, my banker friends will tell you, this is a universal fact. And so because banks know that the number one reason businesses fail, and then not only just the number one reason, but the fact that they do it in the first 5 years, you gotta know how to get around that, how not to step into that pitfall and set yourself back. We're also going to talk about how to properly prepare yourself and position yourself to secure business capital and credit. Because quite frankly, my friends, this is a process, and it's a very specific process that you have to take. Okay, there is no skipping steps in this process. You have to do it each step at a time in a very specific sequence. And if you do not do it in this specific sequence, then you're not going to be able to build business credit the right way. And so you want to build business credit the right way, right? You want to set yourself up for success the first day, right? So you don't have to circle back around and clean up some mistakes. So you're going to learn how to properly position yourself so that you can walk in the bank, you can clap your hands, it's my money and I need it now. Now, I'm also going to talk to you about three sources that you can use today, okay, to unlock and jumpstart your business credit building efforts. So if you're like, Jerry, I really want to build business credit, I don't know where to start, well, I'm going to give you three sources that you can use to get started today. So if you have a business already, or if you're just getting started, or you haven't started yet and you want to do that, then cool. You're going to get a complete game plan today to start you off on the right foot and on the fast track. So let me ask you first, why do you need business credit? Why do you need it? Drop some comments below, because I love to see the answers. Some people say they want business credit to get marketing, or they need business credit to hire help, or maybe you want to use your business credit to supply your store or stock your shelves. My friends, Walmart and Target, and these big major corporations, they do not stock their shelves using their own cash, right? So they use other people's money to do it. And so why do you need business credit? Do you want to make some investments in real estate? Do you want to, you know, buy some assets, some income producing assets? What do you really want to do? Do you want to grow an existing company? Do you want to position a new company for success from day one? Why do you need business credit? I'll tell you why. Because it takes money to make money. It's a fact. It takes money to make money. Now, granted, in some situations, you can start off a business with no money and grow it to fortunes. But I can guarantee you, you can get there a 10 times faster if you have some help. If you have a team, if you have systems, if you have tools and resources, and this all takes money, right? It all requires you to have some money in the bank. And so if you don't have any cash, then where do you get the money from? Where do you get it from? Well, you get it from other people because it takes money to make money. And so if your business is in survival mode for the first 5 years, then what are you doing that first 5 years to guarantee that your business will not fail? Because businesses fail. We've already established this, that businesses fail in the first 5 years. So if most businesses fail in the first 5 years, then you're practically in survival mode the first 5 years. Now, I'll tell you, as an existing entrepreneur, and I've been a full-time entrepreneur for about 4 years now. So what I can tell you is that the first, 2 years is super survival mode. And the first, 3 to 5 years, depending on what type of business you have, yes, it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of money. Okay, a lot of resources, a lot of tools. It's going to require a lot. And so your first 5 years, you're really in survival mode. You're building out your plan. You're building out the sequences. You're building out the team. You're building all this out. And so because you're building it all out, it's going to take you about 5 years to do it. It really, really is. At a moderate pace, it's going to take you about 5 years to really do this, especially if you're doing it on your own. And so let's talk about some survival stats, right? 82% of businesses, they fail because they have poor cash flow management, okay? That's the reason why most businesses fail. The 82% is because they just have poor cash flow management, meaning they don't have enough money coming in that can take care of their expenses as well as take care of, their personal expenses, their living expenses, their business expenses, their payroll expenses. Businesses have a lot of expenses. And so if you're not bringing in enough cash flow each day, each week, each month, then you're going to have a very, very difficult time with managing a business, with keeping a business afloat, keeping it alive. Because if the only thing to keep a business alive is cash. If you're not getting it, then you have to fix that. Now, here's the deal. Out of that 82%, 79% of those people started with too little money. 79% of those people, that 82% of people that failed because of poor cash flow management, 79% of those people started off with too little money to begin with. So because they didn't have any money, because they didn't have any credit, because they didn't have any cash to leverage, they started out on the bottom. And when you start out on the bottom and you're trying to climb your way up, it's going to be hard. It's going to be very, very hard, especially if you don't have resources. So what do you do, right? What do you do? How can you put your business growth on steroids, okay? If you know that 82% of businesses fail in the first 5 years, if you don't want to be in that percentage, what do you do so that you don't end up in that pitfall? How can you put your business growth on steroids? Well, build some business credit. Right? Put your business in a position to build its own financial power. That's really what it is. Your business is going to have its own powerful signature. And so that's how you do it. You build your business some credit, okay? Build it some business credit scores. Establish a business credit report that's strictly under your business. That's not using your personal, that's only using your business name and business information. Now, here's some really good reasons that I suggest you build some business credit. Number one, you will get access to bigger lines of credit, like super way better, 10, you know, 2-3 times bigger lines of credit from business standpoint than consumer. Here's the deal. Banks know that if you're getting a business credit card, you're using that credit card to build more money, right? That you know, they know that you're going to use it to bring more cash flow, more money into your household or into your business. And so because of that, they're more likely to give you more money because they know how much it costs to run an established business. So on a consumer side, consumers, you may be able to get $2,000-$3,000 credit limits on your cards. But with business credit, you'll be able to get, you know, 10 times, 20 times, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, just by getting this credit card under your business name. So you get bigger credit lines for sure. You'll get way better credit terms and you will get lower interest rates. Way better. Consumer cards, you'll get, you know, you'll get hit with 14%, 21%, sometimes even higher, 24, 29% on credit cards. Lower interest rates, way better terms. It's amazing how much points, how much rewards you get on business credit cards versus personal credit cards. So just keep that in mind. You'll also be able to pay yourself a livable salary while you grow your business. So while you're growing your business, the reality of it is your business has to pay for your expenses and its expenses. So your business does have its own expenses in order to survive, right? It has systems, it has software, it has employees, it has these things that it needs to survive. And so you have to fund that. And so your business is, you need to have some kind of money to help you with living on your salary or paying yourself a livable salary while you are growing your business. So that way you won't be stressing yourself out and going crazy while you're building your business, because most people will when you're struggling with money. And so if you already get business credit or if you already get money in the bank from other people, then you won't have to stress yourself out. Okay, you'll be able to grow your business. You'll be happy doing it. You won't be wondering where the next check is going to come because you do have a safety net, if you will. You'll also be able to multiply your profits by leveraging other people's money to build your business. Now, here's the deal, right? In business, you have to get it in front of as many people as possible in order to really make the big bucks. And so if you really want to multiply your profits, you've got to do things like marketing campaigns or running ads or building a sales team. You've got to do a couple things in business in order to really make more money. There's only so much you can do by yourself. And because there's only so much you can do by yourself, it's always helpful to have other people that have other skill sets that can help you grow your business a lot faster. You'll be able to free up your time so that you can hire others to do the work that you hate doing. Most people that get into business don't like selling. I don't blame you. Nobody likes to be sold. Most people don't like to do marketing. Most people don't like to do artistic stuff, graphic design. You need a lot of different skill sets in business. And quite frankly, not everybody has the skill sets necessary to grow a solid, successful business. So if you don't have the skill sets, if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the talent, that's okay. Hire other people that do. Isn't that what major corporations do? They hire other people. So that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to hire other people that do the work that you just don't like doing. You can also ensure that your business is against any type of failure and is going to have a credit safety net for emergencies. Because quite frankly, you'll just never know in business. Your business is going to grow through seasons. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. You'll have good months. You'll have slower months. It's just the nature of business. And so if you don't have a safety net to follow you through those ups and downs, then you're going to struggle before you even get started. So get yourself a safety net by getting some business credit. You'll also be able to invest in rock bottom real estate. Right? Rock bottom real estate. I have friends over that buy real estate for pennies on the dollar. And so if you get the money, if you get the seed capital, if you get the cash ahead of time, then you'll be prepared to take advantage of those undervalued assets while they are dirt cheap. You know, when the market crashed and, you know, the homes were losing its value, the only people that lost in that deal were the people that were upside down in their mortgages. The people that did not lose out on that were the people that had the money to buy those undervalued assets, right? There's a winner and there's a loser in a lot of situations. But in that situation, if you're an investor, if you have the money, the cash to buy these houses for $5,000, $10,000, it'll be amazing how much wealth you'll be able to build for yourself and your business. Now, I also forgot to mention one in the slide, but you can also make sure that you can separate your business from your personal, right? Because ultimately, you'll be able to, you may want to sell your company one day. And if you sell your company, in some cases, you can actually transfer that credit with the company. So, you know, some situations this does not apply, especially for those major credit cards, but for vendor accounts and such, in most cases, you can take that credit. You could take that credit score with them. You can sell the company. They'll have business credit scores already established that they can then leverage as well. So you'll basically not only be separating your business from your personal, but you'll also be able to give your company more value in the event that you want to sell it because you have already taken out the time to build some business credit. Now, let's talk about something really quick, because as an entrepreneur and knowing a lot of entrepreneurs, period, or people that wanted to get into entrepreneurship, I think there's sometimes a misconception that your business is your life. And it's not. Your business is not your life. Your business is a vehicle. Okay, that's what it is. It is a vehicle. It is a vehicle to help you with spending more time with your family so that you guys can really enjoy the time together instead of working those 9 to 9s and having to spend more time at somebody else's job than spending more time with your children or your family and really enjoying them. I lived that life before where I was working from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., getting home at 9 p.m. at night and barely ever having any time for my children, barely having the energy to spend time with them and even just enjoy the time that we had together. Or maybe you want to take more trips and just enjoy time freedom, right? That's really what a business is about. It's about having time freedom so that you can travel whenever you want, so that you can really enjoy the life that you want to live on your terms. Or if you just simply want to have freedom, right? Just plain old freedom. I don't want to be tied to schedules. I don't want to be tied to time. I want to live my life on my terms when I want to. And when you build a business, you can position yourself. If you build it right, you can position yourself to have everything. You can have time freedom. You can have family success. You can spend more time with them. You can travel the world. You can just do what you want to do. And so your business does not define who you are. Your business is just a tool to get you to where you want to go. So let's talk about how you can get your business approved, okay? Because at the end of the day, you should be able to get your business approved. You should be able to get the capital. You should be able to get the cash that you need to grow your dreams. So how do you do that? Well, let's talk about the 4 tiers of business credit first, okay? Because this is the pillar of what you need to know about building business credit. Tier number 1 is you have to build some credibility. Okay, in other words, you have to actually have a company. Banks and creditors, they are going to do research on you, whether you realize it or not. So you're going to need to have a credible business. So if you're not or already incorporated, get an LLC or an S corp. If you don't have a business address, if you don't have a website, you're going to need so many different things, over 10 things, okay? 10 items that you need to really start building your business credit the right way, right? So you've got to build credibility. That's the first step. Now, a lot of people skip over this, and you cannot skip over this. You can't half it either, okay? You cannot half do this. You have to do it the right way, okay? So you got to build your business credibility the right way. If you don't, you're really going to set yourself back. You will not be able to move on to tier 2, 3, or 4. So just be mindful that if you do not build your credibility, if you do not build a business, you will not be able to move forward. Now, after you build your credibility, after you formulate your company, then you're going to move over to tier 2, which is building vendor credit. Now, with vendor credit, what this basically is you'll get small accounts from other companies that will give you net 30, 60, or 90-day terms. So what this means is that if you purchase something from the company, then you'll have 30 days to pay it back, or 60 days to pay it back, or 90 days to pay it back. And the sooner that you pay it back, the higher your business credit score is going to be. Your business credit score is calculated simply by payment history. That's it. It's not calculated any other way. And so once you build your business credit through your vendor accounts first, then you can move over into retail accounts. So your retail accounts are companies like Walmart, Dale, Amazon, Costco. These are revolving credit that you can use month to month. If you use it, pay it off, use it, pay it off, it'll always be available to you. And not only that, they'll also give you some really high lines of credit for your business. So if first you got to start with vendor, then you can move over to retail, and then you can upgrade into cash cards. So these cash cards are like American Express, Chase, Bank of America. These are these cash cards that give you points, rewards, travel. You know, you can get so much on these cash cards. So just know that there are tiers to this, okay? There are tiers. So you got to start with credibility first, build your credibility, build your the right, you know, the formulate the company the right way. Get you some vendor accounts, retail accounts, and then upgrade to cash. All righty, so let's talk about these three main points: credit, cash flow, and collateral. Now in the comments, who can tell me what this means? Who can tell me what this means? Credit, cash flow, and collateral. Go ahead and throw some comments below. I'd love to see it. Credit, cash flow, and collateral. Somebody says, okay, but you'll need one. You may need one or the other. Exactly. So this is what banks are primarily looking for, my friend. I have a lot of banking friends and a lot of lending specialists. And one thing that they always tell me is that for the most part, they're looking for three things, or one of the three: credit, cash flow, or collateral. So let's kind of break this down for a second, okay? Now, if you don't have cash flow, or if you don't have collateral, which may be, you know, a car or a building, an asset, then you will need to have some decent credit. Okay. If you really want to get higher lines of credit, loans, you will need to have some decent credit in order to get bigger loans for your business. Now, if you don't have credit, then you'll need strong cash flow or collateral. Right? You may need, if you have a truck or if you have a building, you can use that as collateral to secure loans. So if you don't have credit, cool. Maybe you have strong cash flow in your business. There are a lot of people that have strong cash flow in their businesses, but they're not able to get certain cards because they don't have the credit. And so if you have strong cash flow, then that can really open up a lot of doors for you when you want to get loans or if you want to get financing. Let's talk about collateral, okay? If you don't have cash flow and you don't have credit, maybe you've got some collateral. Maybe you've got some assets somewhere. This could be stocks. This could be buildings. You know, something that has value, okay? Something that has value can be used as collateral to secure loans and credit. And so you just got to keep these three C's in mind, okay? Credit, cash flow, and collateral. If you have all three, that's even better. You know, if you have two out of the three, that's great. Just know that banks and lenders, for the most part, are looking for either or, okay? Either or, so that you can position yourself to get the money, because banks want to know, will you be able to pay me back? And if you're not going to be able to pay them back, then they don't want to lend to you. But if you have these three C's, okay, if you have these three C's, you'll really be in a very, very good position. Now, I always tell people, if you do not have good personal credit, please start working on that. Although you can build business credit without using your personal social security number, I would not advise you to just keep trying to build a business if you don't have good personal credit. You are going to need good personal credit. You want to get money for, you know, pennies on the dollar. You want to get very low interest rates. You want to get 0% offers. That's what you want. But if you don't position yourself to get it, then you won't. So I highly encourage you, if you have not already mastered your personal credit, if you don't already have 720 plus credit scores, start working on that immediately, because once you do, me and my team can position you to get a lot of great offers for credit, okay, up to $600,000 or even $2 to $3 million also, depending on what type of deal that you're trying to work. But just know, if you don't have credit, you really, really need it, okay? If you don't have it, start working on it now. Now, now that you pretty much know, okay, how, you know, those pillars work, what the banks are looking for, I want to kind of share with you what I believe, because I feel I have a interesting perspective or a different perspective simply because I know so much about personal credit. I've built very good business credit scores. I've been able to get my business approved for $30,000 loans and over $100,000 of revolving credit. I've been able to do so much just with personal and business credit that, you know, I've come to realize a couple of things, and here's what I want to share with you, okay? I don't believe that you should have to become a credit expert. That's something that I don't believe. If you want to get business credit cards, if you want to get loans, if you want to get working capital, I feel like it should just be easy breezy. I feel like it should just be a few easy steps for you to just get to where you want to go. It took me about a year and a half to build my business credit. And the reason why it took so long is because people like to give you bits and pieces of information. People don't seem to like to just give it to you the way it is. They don't want to give you all of the information. They don't really want to position you to be successful. They for the most part, just want to give you bits and pieces. And maybe they just don't know all the pieces. Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? But what I do know is after getting business credit cards, after getting loans and working capital, what I do know is I don't believe that you should have to become a credit expert in order to do any of this. I also don't believe that you should have to have pristine or perfect personal credit. And I also don't think it should even matter. I don't really think that your personal credit should even matter when you're trying to get approved for your, you know, your business financing, for loans, for travel. I really don't think that you should have to do that. I do not believe that you should have to surrender financial statements or tax records in order to get your credit foundation up and running. I don't think that you should have to nervously pitch yourself to loan officers or shaking in your boots every time you apply for a credit card. It's just stressful, right? No, nobody wants to feel like it's hard, or they don't want to feel like there's red tape. They don't want to feel like there's no way in, right? That there's these boundaries and these walls that are already up. And so just knowing that, you know, you have to be a slave or work hundreds of hours or thousands of dollars just to learn it, I just don't believe in that. I believe that when people have the information, they should share with other people. I feel like when you have information, you should be able to help other people do it, not only the way you did, but do it even better. And so because I believe in that, I just don't believe that you should have to put your dreams on hold. I don't feel like you should have to give up in entirety just because your business doesn't have enough money. I just don't believe that. And so because I don't believe that, I want to help you with saying yes to your future. You know, it really just is that easy. Just saying yes to your future, because you didn't build a business not to make money. You didn't build a business not to have time freedom. You didn't build a business not to be able to live life on your terms. And because I believe that, and I want to help you with building your business credit faster, because building business credit, honestly, without a blueprint, it's really like building a skyscraper without any rules. You know, you just can't do it. I wish I could. And I know a lot of people wish they could too, but if you don't have a blueprint or if you don't have a plan, then, you know, building business credit is very much so like that. I made a lot of mistakes. I did a lot of things in the wrong order. It was ridiculous, all because I just didn't have an actual plan. And so because I didn't have a plan, I want to be able to position you all to have a plan today, okay? So this is the reason why I've designed our business credit course. And our business credit course is really a business credit blueprint. It gives you everything that you need from step one to step four, right? Those four levels, it gives you everything that you need, and it helps you do it even seamlessly. So let's kind of talk about what it is, okay? Because quite frankly, the business credit course is a way for you to profit from my mistakes and follow my exact blueprint for building business credit the fast and easy way, okay? You're not gonna have to waste any time like I did. You'll be able to do it the fast and easy way. And so let's kind of talk about what's included in the business credit course so that you'll be able to decide, is this something that I want to take advantage of? Okay, so first, we're going to talk about compliance and credibility. That's in module one. I told you that's the most important part. So it just wouldn't be right if I did not cover that first. And so module one talks about compliance and credibility in its entirety. These 10 plus steps that you need to take to start building your business credit the right way. If you skip this, I promise you module two and up will not be very helpful for you. Module two is prepping you for approval, and I'm going to help you establish your first business loan. You don't even need good personal credit for this one. You're going to be able to establish your first business loan within 24, 48 hours after starting your company. And I'm going to show you how to do that in module two. So once you get approved for a loan and that starts to report on your business credit report, do you know how many doors will open up for you just because of that? So many, because it reports in your credit is a paid off business loan. Do you know how hard it is to get a business loan? Not only that, but to get a loan that's paid off on your business credit report. It's a very, very powerful thing. In module two, we're going to talk about vendor credit, retail credit, and then the revolving accounts. Okay, you're going to get in a complete database of all of these type of accounts. There's over 100 in there. Okay, so you can use it for vendor accounts, you can use them for retail revolving. These are your Dales, your Walmarts, Costco's. We've got gas cards in there, we've got vendor accounts so that you can get supplies, you can get everything in there, and that it all reports on your business credit reports. So it's amazing that you can leverage other people's resources to build your business credit even faster. So you get the database. It has a list of all of the account holders, all the creditors. It also lets you know which of the credit bureaus these accounts actually report to, and it gives you the approval requirements, so you'll know it ahead of time before you start applying. You're also going to get a couple of bonuses. So we've also added a corporate travel database so that you'll get access to the corporate travel cards, and you'll know what those approval requirements are as well as applications. We're also going to give you securing corporate auto. So if you want to get a credit, if you want to get a car, a loan, or a lease under your business name, I'm going to show you how to do that in the securing corporate auto module. And then in bonus three, you're also going to get access to our funding machine. So the funding machine is going to show you all the different type of funding options that are available to you as a business owner. Okay, everything. So if you don't have the credit, cool. If you've got cash flow and collateral, you've got those options there. If you have cash flow and you do have credit, cool. We've got options in there as well. So it's really going to fast track your way to getting business loans and getting business credit cards the fast and easy way. Okay. So let's kind of talk about that. I build business credit for my business, right? My experience score for my business credit is a 92, right? And my Duns & Bradstreet is an 80. And it was pretty easy to do. Yeah, it took me a long, long time, but it only took me a long time because I didn't establish my credibility the right way. That's really the reason why it took me so long, because, you know, my students that go through our course now, they're able to start establishing business credit scores in the next 3 months. It's pretty amazing how fast people are building business credit scores. And so I know that if I could do it, if my students could do it, you can definitely do it. And we're going to show you how to do it. My friend Tamika, right? She got started back in April 4th of 2019. Not even 2.5 months later, she built business credit scores too, right? March, she had a 51 experience score. And then in April, she went up to 80. So she's really working, guys, right? So the good thing is it teaches you everything that you need. So it gives you all everything, literally. All you've got to do is plug in and play. That's all you've got to do. All right. Now, if you do want to get in on the business credit builder, we typically sell it for $24.99 for lifetime access on it. Okay. So if you want lifetime access on the business credit builder, you can do it for a one-time payment of $24.99. But, okay, I'm not going to do that for you today because you're here, right? You're tuning into today's session. And because I always appreciate when people take out the time to educate themselves, that's something that I cannot express enough gratitude about, because you have to be dedicated, in my opinion. You have to be very dedicated to take time out of your day to learn something new. Okay. Because you didn't have to do it. This is a free event. So you didn't have to do this. You didn't have to spend time with me today. And so because I do appreciate the fact that you did, because I do appreciate the fact that you have been tuning into our content because you're taking out the time with me. I'm not going to charge you $24.99. Okay. In fact, you're going to get a fraction of the cost. Okay. $9.97. You'll be able to get access to our Business Credit Builder course. You'll be able to get access to all the modules. You'll be getting access to the incomplete database. You'll be getting access to all of our Q&As that we do every month. You'll be able to get access to all the tools and resources that you need to fast track your business credit building efforts. Okay. At over 60% savings. And we typically never do this, but we're doing it for you guys because I really, truly appreciate the fact that you have taken out the time with us today. And I'm also going to throw in a free bonus. Okay, we've got a business credit builder checklist. It's going to teach you and pretty much help you document your journey through your business credit builder, your business credit building. Okay, I'm only giving it to you for free. Free bonus, limited time today. Okay, it's free bonus, limited time. Purchase the Business Credit Builder. I'll go ahead and throw that book in there for you as well. Okay, it's a $49 value. You'll get it for free. Okay, it's going to give you a complete checklist. All you got to do is check off each and every time you complete the steps. And then once you complete the steps, you'll just pretty much be able to see yourself just growing your business credit. So I'm going to throw that in there for you as well. My friend Nico Cherie, I got her a $40,000 business credit card, okay, for her business. For her actual business, under her business name, Excel Educational Coaches. That's the name of her business. And we got her a $40,000 line of credit. So she's going to use it to build her business, and looks like she's going to buy a wig and red bottoms. But if they're business expenses, why not? So let's be honest for a second, okay? Because I'm a very transparent person. I designed this course to be for business owners that are absolutely serious about building their business credit. And here's why. Because building a business, it's not easy, okay? It's going to take a lot of time. It's going to take a lot of resources. It's going to take a lot of energy. It's going to take, okay, a lot. And so the reason why I'm giving this to you, the reason why I'm giving this information to you, the reason why I've structured it to be so easy is because I simply don't believe that it should be hard. I believe that people should be able to learn from others that have done the exact same thing. And so I designed this course to be for people that were absolutely serious about building a business and building it faster. Because once you get the money, once you get the capital, once you get the cash, then you're really going to set your business on fire. I know it personally. When I got the money to grow my business, I was able to get ads out there. I was able to run promotions. I was able to invest into building a team. I was able to do so much only because I positioned myself to leverage other people's money. And so I don't recommend this for anybody that's not absolutely serious about building their business. I don't recommend it for somebody that's not, you know, really looking for money to grow their dreams. I'm not really looking, you know, for those people. I'm looking for people that want to build their business in the next 6 to 12 months. I want to work with people that want to make six figures, $1 million businesses. That's the people that we want to work with, because this alone will change the trajectory of your business growth. 10 times faster, guaranteed. All you've got to do is put in the work, okay? That's all you've got to do. Plug and play, put in the work. If you don't want to put in the work, don't buy the course. If you do not want to put in the work, don't even start a business, because it's going to require a lot, okay? And so whatever we can do, I'm always here to help you with doing it, but I just got to be honest with you. It's going to take a lot. It really, really is. And so you've really got to start locking arms with people that have already got the tools, that have already got the resources, because you're going to save yourself a lot of time, you're going to save yourself a lot of money, and you're going to save yourself a lot of frustration. So what I want to do is I'm going to give you this link, okay? It's flycredit.com/businesscreditbuilderoffer. And that is the special offer that I'm giving you all today, because I truly, truly appreciate the fact that you all have spent the time with us. And so you can go over to flycredit.com/business credit builder offer, and you can get that $997 offer on our business credit builder course so that you can start building your business credit. You can start spending more time with your children. You can start traveling the world and just living life on your terms by building your business the right way. And so let's talk about some of those vendor accounts that I wanted to give you guys, okay? Okay, so you're going to build your business credibility first, okay? That's the first thing you're going to do. And then once you build your business credit, your credibility, then you're going to get your vendor accounts going. Now, these are three very, very good vendor accounts that I highly recommend. Number one is Quill. Quill is like a office supply company. They'll typically give you a net 30 account, pretty spot on. I've seen a lot of people just get approved right there on the spot. Sometimes you do have to give them a couple of orders before they approve you, but nevertheless, they will give you a net 30. It will report on your Dun & Bradstreet credit report. You can go with Grainger as well. Grainger offers a large variety of products for businesses. So this includes tools. They've got plumbing supplies. They've got safety equipment. I would really encourage it for people that are getting into real estate. So if you're on here and you want to get into real estate investing or construction, then this will be a really good place for you to get started. Grainger.com, very successful business, been around for an extremely long time, so I'd highly encourage you to check it out. Uline has shipping boxes, office furniture and supplies, somewhat similar to Quill in a way, but it has more food distribution, kitchen supplies, a lot of great stuff. So they will also report to Dun & Bradstreet as well. And they'll typically go ahead and give you those accounts on the spot. So you've got three very, very, very good vendor accounts that you can go ahead and get started with immediately right after you build your business credibility. Okay. So go ahead and get started with the business credit course. You've got 24 hours to take advantage of that $997 deal. After that, it will expire. And so, you know, it may be available again in the future, but I can't really guarantee that one. But you can head on over to flycredit.com/business credit builder offer. You definitely got to put those dashes in there so that you can get access to that offer. But I hope that you guys got a lot of great information out of today's webinar. And if you did, drop the comments below. I would love to see, all of your feedback related to what you learned today. And then you just know that if you build business credit, you'll be able to use that money to then invest in these other investment strategies that we're going to be talking about in today's session. So we're going to talk real estate investing, foreign exchange, stock market trading, so that you can start getting familiar on how you're going to start investing your new business credit. But again, guys, thank you again for taking some time out with me today. Again, this is Jerry Tolliver with Fly Credit Solutions. I will see you tomorrow in day three of credit and cash flow. I'm going to talk more about how you can leverage your credit to become 100% debt free. So I look forward to seeing you there. Have a great one. Bye-bye.